Depending on how you look at it, the General Services Administration's scheduled contract program is enjoying a renaissance. Or it's headed for disaster, abandoned by the best contractors. We get more now from longtime GSA watcher and practitioner, Larry Allen of Allen Federal Business Partners. And Larry, you're writing this week that some moves they're trying to make, possibly to revive the schedules program, might have the effect of driving some contractors away.
That's right, Tom. I think the GSA Schedules program is really at a crossroads, and your introduction, while stark, is nevertheless accurate. GSA right now is trying to put in some things in the Schedules program, like its transactional data reporting rule, as well as its formatted pricing tool, which I think together would have the net effect of driving medium-sized and even some larger companies to the sidelines of the schedules arena, let alone small businesses. When you go about to reduce prices on the schedules, look, everybody is in favor of GSA getting a good price, but at some point you have to realize that that price curve does flatten out and there is no more to give. I don't think the agency, or parts of the agency anyway, have a full understanding of that. The discussions I've been having with companies indicate that they have already, in some cases, canceled their scheduled contracts, and others are considering not renewing because they can't make a decent return on their business, and they're going to go elsewhere. At the same time, there are other parts of GSA that are trying to do the right thing for the schedules, reform some of the more onerous regulations, and make sure that you can really buy today's technology today off of the program. So it's a tale of two schedules programs, Tom.
Well, let's talk about that price reporting tool. What is the status of it? How far along are they with it? And is there evidence that the government is using it to drive prices lower and lower?
Well, the formatted pricing tool is in what I would call the beta plus version. It hasn't been widely implemented, and the reason for that is that there are a series of hiccups in the software that cause totally inaccurate pricing comparisons, that cause products that happen to have the same product numbering system but have nothing to do with each other to be compared as if they were the same item. So it's a long way from, I think, coming into full implementation, because they keep finding these bugs in the software that prevent them from going live. Nevertheless, Tom, when you talk to GSA officials, and there was a big industry meeting just recently in New York where they talked about the formatted pricing tool being the tool that they're going to use to ensure that all of the prices on schedule are fair and reasonable. That's a great intention, but like any other tool, it's only going to be as good as the people who are using it. And right now, that tool isn't ready for prime time.
Also, you say by the same token that GSA officials have been reaching out to industry, doing some more customer training on the part of agencies and so forth, or for agencies, and that the professional services schedule is working well, and that there's going to be a reopening of Schedule 75. What's going on with all of that?
Well, right, and this is the other side of the story. GSA recently had its first dedicated training session in over 4 years in Huntsville, Alabama. It was a great show. The thousands of hours of training, mostly by either DAU or FAI certified instructors for federal buyers to make sure they're buying correctly. There was also some excellent contractor training and outreach done. That was a great event. One of the things they talked about there was what they're doing with the professional services schedule, particularly as part of the administration's overall category management initiative. And there are some good things happening there. Those are the people at GSA who are good business leaders. They understand that the schedules and GSA only succeed if it's a good program for all participants, contractor, GSA, and end user customer at the federal agency. So those are some really good things that are going on. They want to reform. I think they're honest about wanting to reform the schedule's price reductions clause, and if they were able to do that, that would be certainly an incremental, but nevertheless a positive incremental step in terms of contractor compliance. So I think right now, as we look at the schedules program, it's flip a coin, Tom. There are people inside the agency who want to see the program move forward on sound footing. There are people who I think still would like to turn it into GSA's version of the dollar store.
We're speaking with Larry Allen, president of Allen Federal Business Partners, and we are getting into the heavy buying season now, pretty much summer through the end of September. And you write that customers are going to ask a lot of vendors, how exactly do I buy from you? What's the answer?
Well, the answer is you better have an answer if you're a government contractor, Tom. And this is one of the things I've been talking to companies about, because it's apparent that a lot of companies are selling their capabilities and their secret sauce, which is great. That's what you'd expect them to do. But they're not ready for the next question. Customer's going to fall in love with your product. They're going to want your solution. And then they're going to ask you, how do we buy from you? And that's what really trips a lot of companies up. It's not a good time to have a blank stare. So what I'm trying to emphasize is you need, as a contractor, to have two or three answers ready for when your customer says, how do I get to you? Whether it's from a GSA schedule, whether it's from another indefinite delivery, indefinite quantity contract, whether it's via a small business set aside or the use of a simplified acquisition threshold, flexibilities, whatever it is, Tom, contractors have to have ready-made answers to answer the question how. And I'll take it a step further, too. You want to make sure that you have one or two recommended hows, so that you're not requiring your customer to play 52 contract pickup. Just don't say pick a card, any card. You want to have one or two ideas on what the best acquisition method is going to be for that specific customer so that you can recommend one. But the bottom line, as you pointed out, Tom, is that we're in the federal busy season right now. You as a contractor want to be able to close business. The government wants to be able to get as much business done as possible. Contractors and customers are going to be successful when we anticipate questions and don't have to wait for the answer.
Is there anything that a contractor can do at this point to expand vehicles by which the products might be available between now and the end of the year? Probably not.
Not so much. I mean, I think the best thing that you could do right now, because it even takes a while to get on a GSA schedule, Tom, but the best thing to do is to develop partnerships with other contractors that have popular vehicles. Being able to participate on a contract that somebody else has. You know, one of the things that I'd recommend right now is the NASA SEWP contract, which is popular and well-known for IT products. And being able to partner with a SEWP contractor and gives you a good way to get in front of a contract, a customer. It gives you a good way to potentially augment your offerings with whatever that partner has to bring to the table. So if you're looking to expand your house, right now partnerships are one way to do it.
Larry Allen is president of Allen Federal Business Partners. As always, thanks so much for joining me.
Tom, I appreciate it, and I wish your listeners happy selling.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/Federal Drive and click Share with Friends.